Senator Voinovich was also in Ohio today. In Dayton this morning, he had this to say about the president's request for economic stimulus in the form of a tax cut much larger than $350 billion.
We're good friends. I love him. My wife loves him. And he's a good guy. And we just have a difference of opinion in terms of the size of the stimulus. And as I said, if they want to do more than $350, let's pay for it.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellna spent the day with Voinovich in Ohio, and he joins us now from Columbus. David, wouldn't any Republican senator want to be arm-in-arm with the president right now? The state's other senator, Republican Mike DeWine, used this opportunity to stand shoulder-to-shoulder with the president.
Well, indeed, Michelle. The official line from the Voinovich camp is that even though more than a week ago the White House had invited this man, who's said to be Ohio's most popular politician, Voinovich just couldn't make it because of prior commitments, which amounted to presenting a check at a VA hospital in Dayton and later meeting with the city's newspaper. Voinovich did manage to break away from that grueling schedule to greet President Bush for about 5 seconds as Air Force One arrived at a nearby airbase outside Dayton. But this clearly looks like a senator who spent the day fishing yesterday made sure that today he had something else to do rather than stand next to the president and hear about how he and others want, just in the president's words, as you just heard, a little bitty tax relief package.
Well, Voinovich isn't necessarily all alone. There are other Republicans in the Senate who oppose the president on this.
Yes, there are three other Republican senators who definitely oppose the president on the tax cut. John McCain of Arizona and Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island are against any kind of tax cut. And Olympia Snow of Maine, like Voinovich, is holding out for a $350 billion cap on new tax cuts.
There are a lot of places that the president could have traveled to underscore today's message. Why did he choose Ohio?
Well, Ohio is a key state for President Bush's own reelection bid for next year, and this is the 10th time he's visited the state since taking office. But why Ohio right now? I think those four Republican holdouts on the tax cuts, of them, the White House figures that Voinovich is the one who's most susceptible when some political heat is turned on through a high-profile presidential visit in his home state. And that's exactly what happened 2 years ago when the president was pushing a $1.6 trillion tax cut. Mr. Bush traveled to Ohio, campaigned for his tax cut, and a week later, Voinovich declared he would support that tax cut. But that was when budget surpluses of more than $5 trillion were predicted. And Voinovich says now that the budget is likely to go more than $400 billion in the red this year alone, he cannot and will not support tax cuts that cost the Treasury more than $350 billion over the next decade.
David, as you noted, Voinovich is very popular back there in Ohio. He's really dug his heels in on this, and he's got a lot on the line. Why is he holding out?
Well, it's of a piece with his whole political history, from being mayor of Cleveland to being governor of Ohio to being a U.S. senator. George Voinovich has always been a tightwad. He opposed Reagan's big tax cut in the early 80s, and he didn't get invited to Reagan's second inaugural, possibly as a consequence.
Didn't bother him much, though.
I guess not. He's stayed in this vein. He opposed a big tax cut in 1999 that was supported by his fellow Republicans in Congress. And, you know, at that time, he said, let the chips fall where they may. In my political career, I've been out of step all of the way. But, you know, in fact, Voinovich does seem to be very much in step with the sentiment in Ohio. Major newspapers have praised his defiance on the tax cut, and poll watchers say that it's only helped his prospects of getting reelected next year for another term in the Senate. But I think more than political opportunism, I think this is simply a case of an old-line, fiscally conservative Republican drawing the line on a tax cut that he does not seem to be wild about.
All right. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's David Wellna.